Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Numbers 13, the Lord told Moses to tell the tribes to pick out a prince, a ruler from among each tribe, the 12 tribes, and to send them to spy out, scope out the land that he had told them he had given them, and that he had told them to go up and possess it because he was with them. And to go up and scope it out, make preparations, see what's what, where's where, the fruit of the land, people of the land, cities, all that kind of thing. Well, after 40 days of going throughout the land, checking it, they came back with fruit, with a report. They had clusters of grapes that were so big and so bountiful that two men had to carry them on a staff. And they said, truly, it is a land that flows with milk and honey. But the people that are in it are giants. And they live in walled cities that are walled up to the sky. And I'm paraphrasing a little bit now. There is no way that we can conquer them. There is no way that we can defeat them. Now, verse 30. Caleb, what do we know about Caleb? Different spirit from who? From these guys. Different from them. Caleb stilled the people before Moses, and he said what? Let's go up at once and possess it. Let's go get it now. For we are well able to overcome it. Hallelujah. Now you like that. I said, just me reading that. You like that. Don't you? Why do you like that? Why do you like that? I just read something that they said about a guy and some things that happened a long, long time ago. And you're like, yeah, yeah. Why do you like that? You don't just like a report about something that happened a long time ago. There's something in that that appeals to you, that touches you, that stirs you. The language, and it's not just about the exact words that he used, it's the spirit of what he said. The spirit that was in the man and on the man Caleb. He saw the same giants they did. He saw the same iron chariots they did. He saw the same walled cities they did. And what does he say? Let's go do this thing. Come on. Strap on your sword. Pack your bag. I'm telling you, there's orchards over there. There's vineyards, there's ponds and streams, and there's houses already got the furniture in them. I'm telling you, God said it's yours. Let's go get it now. We are well able to what? What is the spirit of faith? It's the spirit of victory, or you could say the spirit of the overcomer. Does Caleb know? What's he talking about here? Does he know how in the world he could go hand to hand with a 10-foot giant and win? He don't know that. You don't have to know. You don't have to know. Does he know how they could ever penetrate such walls and gates? And get through. And much less defeat these kind of giants once you got in. How are you going to keep giants in iron chariots from just running right over you? Making you a greasy spot in the road. Does he know that?
No.
He does not know that. Faith does not have to know that. He knows. God told them, I have found you a land. It's a land that flows with milk and honey. And I'm giving it to you. Go up and possess it. That's what he knows. I said, that's what he knows. And he knows if God told you it's yours, it's yours. If he said, if God is with us, who can be against us? Verse 31, but the men that went up with him, they'd said something else. They said something different. Because Caleb was saying something different than they were saying, because he had a different spirit than they had. What did Caleb say? We can do it. What'd they say? We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. We be not able. What'd Caleb say? We're well able. What'd they say? We are not able. You can discern the difference between the spirit of faith and the spirit of fear with one word. Can or can't. You can. We're not able. We can't do it. Isn't that what they're saying? You know, we don't talk exactly like that. We be not able. What would we say? Can't. We can't. We can't. Ain't no way. What'd Caleb say? We can. We can. Not just barely do it. We can really do it. We are able. He's talking about we. We can do it. You hear sometimes people say, well, I can't do anything. You know, God does everything. That's not right. That's not right. God does not do everything. He helps you. The Holy Spirit is called the helper. What if you do nothing? Then there's nothing to help. You got to give him something to work with. He said, we can do it. Now, he's counting on the Lord helping them. But he's counting on them doing something. We're going to go get this. And we couldn't do it in ourselves, but God's going to be with us. And he's going to help us. And we are well able in him. And what'd they say? They say, uh-uh. You're wrong, Caleb. All you're going to do is go over there and get yourself killed. And I'm not going to get myself killed. We're not going to do that. It's suicide. It's just suicide. We can't do it. Now, what are they saying can't be done? We read in Revelation, to him that overcomes, to him that overcomes, to him that overcomes. What are they saying can't be overcome? The giants, the walled cities. Was that true or not? Just a generation later, Joshua led them in there and they overcame them. Is that right? Proving that was not the case. It wasn't that the giants couldn't be overcome. It wasn't that the walled cities couldn't be penetrated. Then what is it they failed to overcome? They failed to overcome fear and unbelief. It is exactly the same in our life today. Cancer is not unhealable. I don't care if you owe $10 billion. That is not an unpayable debt. It could be paid. If you throw up your hands and say, ain't no way, if I work 12 jobs in 10 lifetimes, I could never pay that, well, then you are defeated. And it's not because it can't be paid. It's not the debt that defeated you. It's not the giants that defeated them. It's not the walled cities that kept them out. Come on, can you see it? Hebrews says, we see they could not enter in because of unbelief. Unbelief's what kept them out, not giants. Because God is bigger than giants. Greater is he that's in me. Come on, somebody needs to say it. Greater is He that's in me than any disease, any amount of money, any problem. The thing we have to overcome is not the disease. It ain't the bills. It ain't the debt. It ain't the relationship problems. It's not the kids acting crazy. That is not our fight. See, people get caught up fighting the symptoms. Caught up walking by sight, looking at the things that are seen. We are to fight the good fight of faith. It's a faith fight. Not fighting symptoms. Not fighting bills. Not fighting people. What we have to overcome is the fear that comes against us personally and individually. What we have to overcome is the doubt that would try to push down on us. The spirit of defeat that says, you can't. It's never going to happen for you. That's the only thing that can defeat a child of God. Because you have not been born to defeat. You came out of God. There's no junk that comes out of God. There's no weak stuff destined for defeat that came out of God. It was born of God. The only way we can be defeated is to choose to believe lies and yield to a spirit that didn't come from God. The spirit of fear. I didn't say it was always easy. That's why He calls it a fight. Oh yeah. Fear's real. And there'll be times you'll have to brace up and stand up and get a hold of yourself and say, quit it. Quit it. With tears in your eye and a head full of questions and being able to see nothing but darkness, you have to say, yay, though I walk through this valley of the shadow of death, I refuse to fear. Fear, leave me. Fear, I resist you. And these things will bombard your head and mind. It's over. It's over. No way, no how. You'll never get out of this. You'll never overcome this. You can't. You can't. You can't. You can't. And if you listen to it and you believe it, you're done. There is no way out. But if you'll rise up and say, greater is He that's in me than he that is in the world, and all things are possible. Oh, somebody needs to say it. All things are possible to him that believes. And I can. I can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me